This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of February 23rd, Saturday, in New York City at 11:49 a.m. Eastern, 8:49 a.m. Pacific. Summer Reese, Chair Pro Tem. Tracy Rosenberg, Vice Chair Pro Tem, and Richard Uzzell, Secretary Pro Tem. Mr. Secretary, would you call the roll, please? Thank you.
Okay, I do everything I can think of to shorten time. So I'm just going to call everybody's last name. So don't be offended, please, and just let's get it done. Edward Tinker? Sorry, did I get it?
Yeah, you got both of them.
Hey.
Here.
Rosenberg?
She's
Siegel?
Scheduling
here.
For me.
Here. Wilkinson?
Here.
Diaz.
Present.
King.
Yes.
Norman.
Present.
Stitt.
Present.
Stitt. Is that him? Stitt. Brazon.
Here.
Cromshaw.
Present.
Shaw. Is that Shaw?
Show.
Okay. Medina.
Present.
Reese.
Okay.
Reese, you here?
Present.
Schedule. Gray?
Here.
Lane Eward?
Lane Eward is here.
Eward, thank you. Right. And you may have to do me a couple more times.
That's
I'm slow.
Eward without the ST.
Eward, okay. Eward. Allen?
Present.
Apollinar?
Here.
Henschel?
Here.
Uzzell, here. Gold?
Here.
Burden?
Here.
Coleman?
Here.
Roberts?
Here.
Saba?
Present.
Madam Chair, you have quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Good morning, good afternoon, everybody. Okay, and I was asked by Member Edwards Tinker to prepare a new agenda for today. I'm afraid going to bed very late and getting up very early. It's not that I've rewritten it, but I would like to propose an agenda and see if we can adopt that so we can get on with the business of the day. Yesterday was a very long day on many procedural and governance issues. I know this board needs a written report from me. I am painfully aware of that, and I have been working on that, but there have been some other diversionary issues that have arisen this week, which I know that we are all aware of, that have taken a significant amount of my time. I'm happy to give a report for the listeners and for the board. Our financial staff has prepared first quarter financials, so I'm having somebody print those so we could do a brief run-through of financials. But we're about an hour from where we're supposed to break for lunch, so we need to figure out our timing, and that's the real issue. In the afternoon, that's what we were just doing on the phone. We're ascertaining exactly when the GM and local station board chair would be here. And what we're looking at is we have public comment at time certain at 2 p.m., which is when we come back from lunch. And I'd like to schedule the GM, because he's going to come in around that time, for 3 p.m., and the LSB chair for 4 p.m., if that's acceptable to the body. And we do the officer elections right following that, like at 5 p.m. And then we would break at – now we have to be realistic about how long it takes, but hopefully at 6 – take a dinner break, and then come back into executive session for the evening, because our general counsel has to leave tomorrow. We want to utilize his time effectively and meet for maybe 3 hours in the evening, with my apologies to a Saturday night spent in a meeting, but it's necessary for it to get through the necessary work this weekend. And then, 7. Yeah, maybe try to keep it at 2 hours. I don't know if that's realistic, but try to break it something reasonable this evening, which could vary. And that's my proposal, and I'm open to any other ideas, but... okay, let me start with Brenda. I saw her hand first, please. Can someone pass her a microphone? And I can rearrange it and do a report tomorrow if you would prefer. So I'm just, we have to utilize the time that we have available between the breaks, too. So. Go ahead.
Is it possible that you can either email this to us, because I didn't catch everything that you just said of proposed changes to the agenda?
Well, just laying out what we have in front of us, which was already on the agenda. We didn't get to most of our open session business yesterday, so we either take some of that business and put it tomorrow, or we do some of it now.
And my second comment would be, is your report written?
Yeah, I can give a written report, but I don't have it right now. I can do that tomorrow if you want to move my report to tomorrow, which I'm fine with. You know, that would be fine for me, and we'll have open session all day tomorrow also. Brian, I'll come back to you later.
I don't know about other people, but I'm really at my worst in the evening.
And
like 10 hours of a meeting. And I just get the impression by reading through the confidential portions of what we've been handed that some of the most important things we have to discuss this week and need to be discussed with counsel. So a priority for me would be making sure there's adequate time for that conversation and it's not when we're all like groggy and running low blood sugar. So I
would concur. I mean, that's a very reasonable observation, Brian. We just have to rearrange the day.
Right. So my suggestion would be whatever public items we can push to tomorrow.
Okay.
We push.
Okay. I can totally do that. I was on the phone just now with the GM and the LSB chair to see if what their time was not fixed in stone. Mm-hmm. I can call them back just as easily and say, let's do your reports tomorrow, my report tomorrow, all of the reports tomorrow, frankly, of that type, if that's the will of the body, so that we could have executive session. I like to have public session for the public on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, because that's when the majority of the public can attend the meeting. So I think that's proper in terms of being available to our constituencies, our listeners. On a practical level, we do have many matters that need to be dealt with. Perhaps we can do half of the day in public and half in closed and figure out a compromise. Okay, Lydia.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Lydia and then Lizette.
Okay. I think the PMB chair and IED report should be tomorrow.
I'd be more prepared. Also.
I think that we should go ahead and listen to BAI and LSB today and include, that way it does include for the members of the audience that are expecting to come in so we don't thwart that too much. I would like to add to the, well, first of all, I have a question also. Are we going to be approving a new agenda every day or are we approving the agenda for the entire meeting?
I think we're doing it every day because yesterday took 7 hours for seating. I think it's unrealistic to try and do the whole weekend.
Okay, because what I wanted to do was add at least 20 minutes, and now I'm thinking 30 minutes, for a discussion about the committees. We have a couple of ad hoc committees that are not standing committees, and we have to even consider if we want to populate those or how we want to do some of these committees. I feel strongly about a couple of them. And so I think that's going to be a discussion.
I have a suggestion for the body and public. Apologies, always, the whole weekend, for every scheduling change. Lydia, we could go into executive session now and honor the public this afternoon with the things that they're expecting in the afternoon. I mean, conceivably, we could arrive a working lunch.
Okay, but I'm not through, and then you can discuss whatever. So I guess if we are approving an agenda every day, which I think we need to agree on first, then I don't have to raise it, but I'll throw it in the pot, that before we leave the meeting, like before Sunday, since some people start leaving early on Monday, is that we agree on when our next in-person meeting is going to be. We may be clearer on that by Sunday because we will have heard the ED CFO search committee report on the proposed new timeline for the ED search. Anyway, so that's my thing. Before we elect to committees is that we have a discussion. 30 minutes.
Of in-person scheduling? Is that right? Next in-person meeting?
No. About the committees. That was my first. That's my primary.
I'm just adding time.
Consideration.
Right.
So I'm saying 30 minutes for a discussion about committees. Hopefully it'll be less. And then the other thing is just when we have our next in-person meeting, but that could be on a different agenda.
Okay. All right, I don't think we'd get to election of committee members realistically today, regardless of what else we did, frankly, just by where we're at. Lizette, hold on. Lizette, Dan, Janice, Tracy.
Yes, Lizette. I would like to urge that whatever we do not inconvenience the public too much.
Yes.
Secondly, I'm not sure when we're going to have, we used to have, reports from the LSB chairs. I don't know when that's going
to
happen.
That's for this afternoon right now. Right now it's for this afternoon.
And the GM and the GM reports. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're both scheduled for this afternoon.
Right. Under that report, though, I don't know what's coming from WPFW, but there are two items that we would like to discuss. I believe one of them might be might require some closed session. So I just want to have a sense as to when that would happen.
Well, we won't be discussing the WPFW GM report. We only do the host station's GM report. It's the GM from that station and whatever things may arise from that. Doesn't mean, obviously, that we can't discuss WPFW. It's just not typically part of that
changed.
Report system.
There was a time when we did everybody's.
Oh, really? Okay, well, so far, while I've been here, it's been whoever the host station is, their GM, their LSB chair. But is it something that you wish to schedule for closed session if we are able to have sufficient closed session this weekend to attend to it?
Well, from what you heard...
And we'll have to discuss it there in terms of agendizing it. So it's just, is it closed or open?
Yeah. All I'm trying to do is to make sure that we do not leave here without discussing the two items that were raised by us as PNB members and the community, which is an update as to the management situation at PFW.
I can do that in the executive director's report.
And also the contract, our relocation, it is dire. We cannot go back to Washington, D.C. without telling them what's happening.
I understand that. No, you'll have all that this weekend. Okay. And we don't have to actually take up meeting time for that. I can give you a written report that includes all that. That's part of what's in executive. There's a different executive report. So, okay. Thank you, Lizette. It doesn't mean we can't schedule time if we have it, too. Okay. Dan.
So, gotcha. I'm wanting us to approve the agenda and not spend a huge amount of time, and there's so many permutations and combinations. I mean, I completely agree with Luzette, for example, but perhaps we can do that a little later. I would like to move approval of the agenda for today as presented by Summer, with the exception that the IED report be postponed until tomorrow to accommodate her desire to get it more together, hopefully in writing.
Thank you.
But I'd like to sort of have us get moving and not get stuck on too many combinations.
That's a motion.
Okay. It would have to change a little by having my IED report moved till tomorrow, because we have to decide what to chew on right before lunch.
I mean, can you articulate what you...
Yeah, basically, it is what's on the Saturday agenda. I was simply adjusting to the fact that things had not occurred yesterday, which is the things that were scheduled for yesterday are my report and a financial report. And minutes approval. So we could do minutes approval right now, get them out of our way, and the financial reports should be getting printed for me. They could be distributed. We can discuss at least some public parts of that and, you know, work on further elucidation. And by then it would be time to break for lunch. We'd come back. We have public comment sent for time certain at 2 p.m., followed by the general manager's report at 3, followed by the LSB chair's report, which is followed by Brian DeShazer's report from the Pacifica Radio Archives, and he's here. And by then, frankly, we're talking 2, 3, 4. We're moving down. We have the ED CFO search committee report, you know, the public portion of that. And then we could have, if we still have time and we haven't broken for dinner, which we need to decide what that time is and whether or not we're coming back in the evening for executive session, is discussion of the election of committee members. And that can even be broken into two parts, conceivably, the discussion of the committees, and you could nominate people. What we need to decide to figure this out quickly is, are we coming back for executive session in the evening? Are people able to do that? Andy, what time do you have to leave tomorrow?
I have a 5:45 flight.
5:45 flight. So we can
need to leave, obviously, in time to get to the airport.
Okay. So it's whether or not we're going to come back in the evening. Should we break at 6 so we can have a short dinner and come back for 2 hours? Are people wanting to do that?
Quick question.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes.
So,
Janice, actually, let me take Janice.
Sure.
Okay, Brian, just because I agree with Dan. I want to get work done, so.
I'm wanting to...
No?
I think I heard you skip over the election of officers, and because that is on today's agenda. I was trying to get clarification on that item.
Well, someone had suggested we do it
so loudly,
later
but
in the afternoon. And conceivably, that can happen before lunch if we want to. Okay, there's a bunch of business for Saturday's agenda, and we have things from yesterday. So essentially, we're moving the things from yesterday till tomorrow, which is fine, my report, except for the financials. And we only have about an hour. If we can elect officers quickly, we could do that before lunch, you know?
Quick question.
May I also propose, if at all possible, that we have a working lunch?
I would like that, yes. Sure. Thank you.
Thank
Brian,
you.
Brian, I'm coming to you.
The presentation scheduled for the afternoon, would any of the presenters be seriously inconvenienced if they were pushed to tomorrow's agenda?
Now, I think people are concerned about the public who may have traveled because they specifically wanted to hear what was going on with their station. I think that's a legitimate concern. People may travel from other boroughs, you know, come an hour and a half because they say, I don't know what's happening with the move. I want to hear what the general manager has to say. I want to hear the LSB chair. So I want to respect the local community. All right. I mean, in terms of that type of stuff, because I know people travel by public transport and stuff, and it can take a long time to get somewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, that's all.
So you know my issue. I have a strong preference for not starting an executive session at 3
totally,
or
and I'd like to figure out a way around that, okay? But we're supposed to also interview CFO candidates in the morning, and they're scheduled right now, so we need to figure out how to accommodate our need for executive session with our attorney with the hiring process. I'll come back to you, okay? Benito?
Yeah,
microphone, please.
Oh, yeah. I got a loud voice that I never need to use a microphone except here.
Go ahead.
It's a group effort. No, I just want clarification because Lucette was asking for a discussion of the PFW issues. And what I...
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, I just wanted clarification because I heard Lucette asking for a discussion of the PFW issues. And I heard you, Summer, saying that it wouldn't be proper under
the management report that's in public session, yeah.
Right, and then you said that you would give a report, but I didn't hear anything about discussion.
I think from what Lucette wants to know, it's a discussion that would have to take place in closed session. That was what I was getting at. It wouldn't normally be done in the management report for the local station, since my experience on the board. But also I think the issues that she's interested in having clarified are management and contractual issues that we should cover in closed session. I'm happy to answer all your questions, and I can do that in closed session, you know, written and verbally. So, okay. So all we right, can have discussions. It's a scheduling issue at this point because we're so far
fine.
Behind,
that's
okay?
Fine.
But yeah, I'm happy to, and we can do that before we leave this weekend also, okay? But I do think it's closed, so. Okay. Lydia.
Okay, so my motion is to move the officer and committee elections to tomorrow.
That's what I thought you had said. Thank you.
Yes, it is
okay.
A motion.
Thank you.
And but to have the discussion about which committees on today's agenda so that, you know, overnight and over breakfast we can all
think about it.
Process the things. We'll know each other better by virtue of our ongoing discussions.
Sure. Okay, does anyone object to that? I tend to concur that it might be a better idea.
But like I said, like a 20 or 30-minute item for the discussion about committees. 20 minutes, let's say.
Okay. I'd put 30 because it's probably realistic.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
Okay, so listen, we have about an hour of usable time, and then we have an hour of lunch. It's hard to work with the public over lunch. Would we like to chew on the financial reports for the hour that we have between... I'm saying, are we good with this? My proposed agenda, Dan said it, financial reports, because we're moving my report till tomorrow. Okay, so what's left is the financial report. So we can have some discussion on that before lunch. If we want to work through lunch, we can discuss that. Maybe we close the door and talk with counsel instead of being with the public. Whatever. We have the public at 2, followed by GM report, chair's report, Pacifica Radio Archives, ED CFO Search Committee report, 30 minutes of discussion on committees for tomorrow. And that'll probably take us right to like 6 o'clock, okay? And then we need to decide if we can stand like 2 hours of executive session, okay, without going crazy, or do we want to figure out how to reschedule tomorrow, okay? Are we good? Is there objection to that? So, and we adjourn at 6. Does that sound good for 6? I think we can fit all that between now and 6. And it's reasonable. Okay. Anything else sounds probably too long. Go ahead, Serena.
You're a really fast talker.
I'm sorry,
Serena. I'd appreciate if you slow down a little. Maybe I'm just a little...
No, I am. I apologize. I speak too quickly sometimes.
So if you could do that, that would be really useful. On the financial report that we just got, one, I'd like to have it emailed, and two, I'd like to have a chance to look at it before you do your report. So
okay.
I would actually ask that we deal with this afternoon.
And that's fine with me also. What would we like to do in the next hour? I want to utilize the next hour in a productive fashion, and that's where I feel we're kind of on. You know, I'm serious. I don't mean that facetiously. I want to see to it that we attend to matters which need attendance. Okay. And what's on this order are reports of various types, followed by people who will not arrive this afternoon. Alex isn't here to report on the EDCFO search committee. I mean, conceivably, we could have a discussion of the committees right now, Lydia.
Yes.
Do you want to do that now?
Yeah.
I'm serious. I want to get business done and not waste time, and we need to get...
And what about minutes?
Yeah, why don't we do minutes? Okay, an hour could easily be consumed by minutes approval and discussion of committees and writing up the committee rosters and nominating people, whatever. Let's do that. Okay, and then after lunch, we'll stick to the proposed agenda for after lunch, okay? Which is public comment, GM, LSB, archives, ED, CFO. Okay, and if we have a little time left over, we can do something else, but I doubt it. Thank you, everybody. Is there any objection? We're good? Thank you. Tomorrow. We're doing agendas day by day. We'll do it tomorrow. Okay, and I'll figure that out tonight. Bless the base. I won't have it done. Okay. Yes, thank you. Oof. Okay, we're there. Okay, everybody. So, Mr. Secretary, I'm sorry. Well, I know you just got here on secretarial, but we got to do, if we're going to do approval of minutes, which is leftover actually from yesterday. Okay, so I'd like somebody to move approval, so I'm not doing it.
Did we approve it?
Second. There was no objection to the agenda. Yes, Brenda. Go ahead.
Is it possible that Richard take the name? That Richard takes the names of the people who have their hands up? Because I feel like you trying to chair and get the names of people who are on the stack is counterproductive, because I want to make sure that people are called on as they raise their hand.
Well, no offense, but although I occasionally get them out of order, I'm well known for being able to keep a stack of about 20 people, but at least 10 in order and say their names before I call on them. If Richard wants to write them down, but only occasionally do I actually cross over and get the wrong person in order. I can do that, but it's faster usually the way I do it. If Richard also wants to write that down, I'm happy to have him do that as a double check, just like when several people take the vote count, which does not bother me at all, because I can say, does everyone have the same number? So
more often than not, my head is down doing something else. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Janice. So we're in an order. We have an agenda. We can do something now. Thank you.
I'd like to take 30 seconds to mirror our activity this morning and ask if the defensiveness in the room could please step outside, and if the chair could slow down, we would all be very grateful.
Yes,
thank
Janice.
You.
Thank you. Okay. Sorry, the rush of trying to actually get the schedule together with the group. My apologies. Does someone wish to move approval of any of these minutes?
Ryan didn't. I seconded.
You did? Thank you.
No, the minutes. Oh, not minutes. No.
Minutes. That's what I was talking about. Just the minutes. Someone needs to move approval.
I'll go ahead and move approval of the open session minutes. I don't have the dates in front of me.
Okay. Do we want to do these date by date? Because sometimes people object to a certain date and not another.
Yeah,
that's how I usually do it in case there's...
Microphone.
You got to use a mic.
December 6th.
Okay, are you moving approval of the December 6th minutes?
Yes.
I move approval of December 6th minutes.
Is there a second?
Okay.
Moved by Alan, seconded by Rosenberg. Is there any objection to approval of the December 6th minutes?
Do it.
Go ahead, Benito.
Well, it's more of a question as opposed to an objection, but I don't know what it is, but since this is a new board, and some of us were not members of the previous board, didn't participate in the meeting, how could we participate in,
So, very reasonable. Abstention, if you could call the roll, and there are many members that will be in that category, so that's fine. We totally, that makes complete sense. If you can call the roll, though, because we do have to record who the abstentions are. That's okay. No. I mean, it's just the Roberts rules work. Somebody abstains, you call the roll.
I got that part. Yeah. It was just the whole... I guess what I'm saying is it proper for a new board to be trying to, approve minutes of something it didn't participate in?
You just abstain. If you've read the minutes and you can listen to the audio, that's what Serene was saying. But yes, you can just abstain, and it doesn't affect the outcome as long as the people that actually were there are voting yes.
All right.
So. Go ahead, please. This is approval of the December 6th minutes.
May I ask one question? On this approval of minutes and some of these other things that were a roll call vote is not requested, it seems like a waste of time to call everybody's. Okay.
We'll just do it quickly through each set. We'll be done in like 10 minutes.
Okay.
Move.
Okay, for December 6 minutes approval. Diaz?
Abstain.
King?
Approval of December 6 minutes. You can abstain since you weren't on the board.
Abstain.
Yeah, yeah.
Abstain.
Norman?
Abstain.
Sit? Stit?
Abstain.
I'm going to get messed that up. Brazon?
Not okay. Present.
Okay. Cromshaw? Cromshaw?
Abstain.
Medina?
Sorry? Brenda Medina.
Abstain.
Madam Chair?
Abstain.
Yes.
Can I just interrupt with a point of getting things done?
Yes.
Can we just ask for those who wish to abstain to abstain? I mean, about, do we really need a roll call vote for the minutes?
No, it's just because of the stream, because people can't see who's abstaining. We just have to. When somebody
abstains. Except for those who are abstaining. Okay, fine.
You could ask for unanimous consent, and if no one wants to vote, no.
Can we just.
They're a voting. Gray? Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Robert says if one person abstains, you have to.
Abstain.
Did I get that right? Alan?
Yes.
Apollinar?
Yes.
Henschel?
Abstain.
Uzel? Abstain. Gold?
I don't
think. Oh, that's right. Burden?
Abstain.
Everybody's abstain. Coleman?
Abstain.
Roberts?
I'll be abstaining on all the minutes.
Okay. Saba?
Abstain.
Okay. Edwards Teekard?
Abstain.
Why not? Rosenberg?
Yes.
Siegel?
Yes.
Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Okay, what do we got?
Lydia, which minutes are we doing?
Did I miss anybody? Everybody, I get no, everybody? I
December 6th. That was December 6th.
Oh, yes. This is Lydia, yes.
Okay, where? Okay, gotcha. Five yeses. No, one, two, three. Six yeses. And 100 abstains.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13,
14, 15
abstains.
Okay. Does someone wish to move approval of the December 13th, 2012 minutes?
I move that we approve the December 13th, 2012 minutes.
I'll second.
Okay. Moved by Allen, seconded by Gray. And let's just do this real quick. Okay. And... Well, are there any objections? I do think we could streamline this very quickly. Are there any actual objections to these minutes? Anyone who wants to vote no? Do all the people that abstained wish to abstain again because of the same circumstances? And all the other people still wish to vote yes?
Yes.
Okay. They're passed. Thank you.
And that was the 13th?
That would be December 13th. Please motivate the next set.
I move that we approve the January 10th, 2013 minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, thank you. Moved by Allen, seconded by Gray. Same scenario, all abstentions stand, all yeses. Are there any objections or noes? Noting none, minutes are passed. Thank you.
I move that we approve the January 24, 2013 minutes.
I'll second.
See, now we've got a system going here. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Were those the January 10th or the 24th? We're on the 24th,
that's
right?
The 24th.
Okay, thank you. No objections? Same abstentions, same yeses. Thank you. Minutes approved.
Thank you.
Yes,
I move that we approve the February 11, 2013 minutes.
I second.
Gray, thank you. Same abstentions, same yeses, no noes. The minutes are approved. Thank you. The new streamlined process. Okay.
What was the date on that
last one? The last one is February 11th, 2013. All outstanding open session minutes of the PNB are approved. Thank you, everyone. So now we could go on to a discussion of committees, what the committees are, and we need committee sign-up sheets, and there should be a formalized one, but we could first discuss them and what's available so people could be giving some consideration to which committees they want to serve on. And since half the board is new, although some of you have served before on the board. I see Lydia's hand raised. Did you wish to?
Yeah, there are some committees that are automatically sunsetted, which are like the ad hoc committees. Mm-hmm. And so one of the committees I have long been concerned about is the FRAT, the Finance Recovery Committee. And it always meets in executive session. No public sessions has reported to us once, I think, with what was 90% of open session items and not accepted by the auditor as a recovery plan. Which was the whole point. So I don't think we need to have that committee. And it was ad hoc. So if we have too many committees, it really takes away from our ability to sit on that many committees, for one thing. But that one in particular put our CPB open meeting requirement at risk. So I don't think it's necessary to recreate that. And then in terms of the search committee for a CFO and ED, the last board, the previous board, did not want the personnel committee to serve as the search committee. And but now, since some of those people have been termed out and so forth, and it ended up that four of us from the personnel committee ended up serving on the search committee anyway. So it's, again, it's this duplication of efforts. And so I don't think that we need to have the extra search committee. We've lost our membership to that search committee, half of it. So I think since we have to repopulate it, let's just do the personnel committee. The other reason is because the personnel committee usually conducts the evaluations and does all the process for evaluation of ED and CFO. We cannot evaluate an interim. So that's not going to be part of our task. And we cannot evaluate a CFO that hasn't been hired yet. So it will have little to do, and I think it should serve as the ED search committee if, in fact, we hire a CFO this weekend.
Thank you, Lydia. I think before we get into maybe the specifics of committees we want to eliminate or things that we don't think we need anymore, we should give, at least for the new members, some overview of what the committees are and that are available that need populating. And that's part of what needs to go into the process of thinking between today and tomorrow is, do I actually want to serve on that committee? I mean, committee work is committee work. It's all hard and requires more meetings. But is it something that you find sufficiently interesting, engaging, or for which you have a skill set that you're going to want to endure meetings for a year on this committee and actually show up so they have quorum and stuff? So I think first thing we should probably do is do a run-through on the committees and see if there are any questions, especially from new members, about committee structure, what to expect, what the expectations are on your own time. And then we can probably have a more fruitful discussion as to whether we want to streamline some of these committees or whatever specific things to do with structure. So, Ms. Rosenberg and then Ms. Burden. Thank you. So we'll take some questions, but if we don't get there shortly, I will give us a run through.
Yeah, I think it might be a little more productive to sort of attach this conversation to the committee collection process, so we're sort of doing things with some continuity. But a couple of notes regarding the Fiscal Recovery and Accountability Task Force. That was founded in response to the auditor's letter that we received several years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, that defined a whole bunch of stuff that we needed to do in order to address some deficiencies. And deficiencies are basically accounting procedures that need to be tightened up. It's open to all members who volunteer for or are elected to the National Finance Committee and the Audit Committee. So the way en route to the committee is not a secret or hidden or mystery. You volunteer for one of the financial committees, and then if you choose to add the FRAT to your schedule, some people do, some people don't, then you can do so. I think we may want to look at the auditor's letters that will be coming in, both from the last audit and the next audit, and maybe assess those before we make a decision about whether we need this committee or we don't, because it will depend on the scope of what's laid out in the letter and how much progress has been made from the last letter to the new letter and so on. So that's one thing. The other thing that I would mention is the board did make a decision to set up an EDCFO search committee, and, it's been effective in the sense that we have CFO candidates to interview and hire, on, by Pacifica standards, a pretty tight timeline. You know, it can take us a while to, I mean, those of you who've been through search committees on your LSV know that it can take a while. And since we did set it up by motion, we would need to be looking at rescinding that earlier decision to change that. So it's kind of like a complex two-step process. And we might, since they're halfway through with the job and continuing, it might be the kind of thing that slows down the process rather than speeds it up. But since it is a motion of the board, it doesn't expire. It continues without a rescission or, you know, a decision to do something different than what had been done to date.
I think that's all I have. Thanks.
Could somebody please go through the list of committees?
Thank you. That's what I was going to, yeah, that's, Carolyn? Yeah, that's what I was saying. I thought that probably our most productive thing.
Perhaps before you go through the list of committees, you might just go through the procedure for interim and then the convener and so on, the protocol for selecting a date, which new people might worry about when it meets. But I want to second what Tracy said about FRAT and CFOED committees. I do think we need to look at carefully at what the original auditor's report said, but also at what the new report is, and assess the assessment to see if we really need it. I do think that committee is important, and it needs to continue. The search committee, I like the idea of a separate search committee, because the personnel committee will have other things to do, and the search should be prioritized and really sharply focused. So I would urge us to keep that CFO search committee separate from personnel, simply because personnel has other things to do.
Lizette?
Can we get a list of committees?
Yeah.
Point of information.
Yes.
I will probably type that up if that helps.
Yeah, I'm on the KPFTX site. Yeah, I mean, I know most of them, but I want to make sure I don't forget any strays here. So, yes, go ahead, Lizette.
Actually, yeah, I'll defer to Maggie and Brian.
Mm-hmm.
To get the list, and I want to comment on what it. Sorry,
it's in our book, just for what it's worth.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I was going to say
it usually is with us. I'm sorry.
Flip some your own book. Some don't, but we do have a list, and I'll go ahead and type
it. What page? What page?
No, you don't need to. Everybody has a book.
It is in the green tab number four. It gives a list of the committees and their current committee, i.e., task force.
Okay. Can I? Yeah, I got it. We got it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes. As a practically new PNB member, I'm hearing two different sides to why we should or shouldn't have that FRAT.
Mm-hmm.
But from our experience, we have not had good feedback about that FRAT at PFW. As a matter of fact, the treasurer should have been on that committee, and for some reason, somebody else other than the treasurer was there. Now, we have to be very careful about expedience, political expedience, and exclusion. And I would tend to go along getting rid of that FRAT. If it's anything to do with our finances and our procedures of how we look after it, then the Finance Committee should do that. I would follow that argument, too, with personnel. And Lydia. Lydia made a point very well when she said that there's hardly anything for the personnel committee to do. I actually sat on the personnel committee before now, and I really don't see why we should have a special task force. This special task force get me very, very concerned. I think we should stick to, we already reduced, from what I understand, there was a motion last year sometime, December, where we decreased the size of the committees. And if we did that, then we don't really need any more task force.
We increased them. That's a whole other discussion.
The names?
We made them bigger.
So
the number of people who could participate in committees.
She's talking about the bylaws that did away with a couple.
Oh, you're talking about the two committees that were reduced to task force, technology and
program. Right.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm trying to say the notion of these task force, especially the one that Lydia described, and we have had very bad reports about it at local level, I would want us to reconsider any of these task force, especially if they're to do with fundamental issues as to how this network is operating.
Thank you.
Brian.
I just wanted. I think a lot of us need like a 101 explainer.
Yeah.
So can we walk down the list?
That.
Explain.
Yes.
What
let me take charge of that,
with,
please. And we'll
what the composition is,
sure.
And which of these are ad hoc that would need to be resuscitated by the board if they're to continue this year.
Yes.
Microphone, please, Lydia.
What about this list right here?
No, but I'm saying let's do the bylaws as the way it's laid out in the bylaws, which starts out with standing committees, which are the ones we must populate, versus the various ones that have been added by motions, including programming is now by a motion, not by bylaws and so
right,
forth.
Right, well, I was going to just run down the list right at the moment.
Okay.
If you want to pull up the portion on the bylaws, Lydia, that would be great.
Point of information.
Yes.
Is anyone preparing a grid or some sort of sign up so we can see how many people from each station are signing up for various committees?
Oh, you mean from the individual stations at the LSB level, or you mean right
yes,
here now?
Yes, because
right here
but
now. Yes,
we need
right
that.
Now. We normally have a form, which I sent to the office and said there's a form for this. There has been a form at other meetings. I haven't received the form back. I got the financials back, which was good. We can just do it on a sign-up sheet. You know, we can actually do that at the local level. Or
so will the
over lunch,
be doing
you can
that?
Let me get some sign-up sheets together with Richard, and we'll have some sign-up sheets after lunch.
So
that
the secretary will do that?
Secretary, Mr. Secretary, you'll work with me on sign-up sheets?
Sure. I will help you if you need it.
There we go. But, you know, there is a formal sheet that we've used in the past. We should be able to obtain it or make something that looks very much like it quickly. Okay. So, thank you. And, yes, there is a distinction between the task forces and the committees. There are committees. Tony?
Just I want to make, for the record, a point of correction. It was stated that our treasurer for WPFW was on the frat in Edmonton.
I was just going to pull up the roster and just... Yeah, he's a member.
I think he wasn't on there at the beginning, but he was on there at some point. And I was on the frat for the last 2 years, and you know.
All of the standing treasurers were except for Texas and New York last year who declined.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind. Love handouts.
Okay. So, all right. So the task forces are, they can meet whether or not they meet quorum. They don't require the same quorum that the committees require. And that's been part of the problem is some committees are formed, people are over-committed, we're serving on five committees at a time and having three meetings a week, and so people don't show up on a committee for which they have signed up. And then it doesn't meet quorum, and it can't conduct any business, and the other six people that signed up for the committee aren't enough to officially conduct business, and so people are frustrated by their inability to do, you know, good, positive things because people are stretched thin. So it's something that has to be watched for on committees. That problem was, I'll address that separately. That's an issue in terms of being able to conduct business. So some of the committees are actually task forces, and that means that you can meet and come back with recommendations without that quorum requirement. On the standing committees that do not fall into the task force category, we've got the audit committee, whose function is to review financials, and make recommendations, review the audit report, make recommendations, and select an auditor. Actually, you know, look for an auditor and recommend who should be hired by management. That's one of their primary functions, to conduct the audit and to review the findings of the previous auditor. So it's an important committee, and it's required. And I'll let other people elaborate further. I'm just going to run through them quickly.
How are you distinguishing that from the frat implementing auditor's recommendations?
Okay, so I'll give a little perspective, my perspective on frat, okay, because I did serve on it for 2 years. It was like an exhausting addition to our regular requirement of meetings. We met every 2 weeks like clockwork, just like the finance committee. In my opinion, its primary function was to... This is an open session. To work with management to implement some of the recommendations that the auditor had made, which was a very slow process. Some of those things have occurred. Some need to continue. I would like to think that some of the things that need to happen can happen if management tackles them directly. So there can be further discussion in closed session as to everything that FRAT was doing, but it had to do with specific recommendations that the auditor made regarding needs for improvement within the system. And the FRAT committee met with the former ED and the CFO on a regular basis, particularly the ED, to discuss some of these matters, to follow up on them on a regular basis to see if things had been implemented or corrected.
But so But the question is, how is that different from what the audit committee would do without a frat in existence?
Well, again, I could probably elaborate more in closed session, but the things we dealt with were not really the audit or the auditor. They were the audit recommendations regarding improvements in management practice in large measure.
And generally change the auditor once every 2 years. That's generally accepted business practice. So last year, the answer to the question was that the audit committee went through a process of locating a new auditor and coming up with questions for the auditing firm and basically interviewing, as I understood it, 9 different auditing firms that they identified.
Something like that.
And bringing a final recommendation to the board. And that was different than looking at the previous auditor letters and working with management to implement what had been said in previous years. This year, we may continue with the same auditor. I don't know, so that may be less of an ironclad distinction, but every other year, we're switching auditors. So every other year, the audit committee has a totally different task to go through.
And I'm not committed to frat one way or the other. I think there were improvements that needed to be made. It's not because that committee needs to exist. The improvements that needed to occur are what need to happen. You know, you need to not have the same issues cited in audit after audit. You need to fix the problems, and that's really what that committee was designed to address. So, and that doesn't mean we fixed all the problems. It just means that, that's they're fixable. Lydia had raised her hand first. I'm going to go down the line here because everybody just raised their hands. And
so
I'll go
my
over
main
there, okay?
problem is that the board has not had a report from frat since we needed to get our CPB report in over a year ago, okay? No report to the board.
It's on the
my other concern, we have not had any reports from frat on the board. And so I don't even know who the non-PMB members are of the frat, but anyway, that they've referred to. So the other issue is that with the previous executive director would often get confused and frequently would say, the frat asked me to do this, or I'm da 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 da, and everything was between management and the frat instead of management and the board. To me, there was a blurring of reporting responsibility so that they became like an executive committee. And the bylaws are very clear. We don't have an executive committee. Not the frat, not the coordinating committee. There is only the board. Every committee is advisory and reports back to the board. Creating anything outside of that structure really should not be permitted.
And if I may, I really don't want to have the entire discussion in committees about frat, one committee created to address problems that recurred in the audit. Not that we shouldn't deal with that. I agree completely whether or not we have such a committee, but we probably should discuss it a little more in closed session so members could have a better idea of the specific issues that we discussed in frat, which I'm happy to discuss. But I'd like to at least run through the committees, and I know Brian raised it because of audit and why can't audit handle those things, and that's conceivable as well. So Janet had her hand. Carolyn, Janet, did you raise your hand? No, Carolyn and then Manajay, because I was coming this
Thank
way.
You. I think Thank you. It might help to know that what frat did was to use address issues that were not specific to individual committees at the auditor's request. As far as I know, it had nothing to do with CPB's requirements or not. It was at the recommendation of the auditor, and it worked very effectively simply because people from different committees were on that. And it was not committee-specific, so they could address the same issue from different perspectives, which was very useful. And if you ever want the membership of any committee, just go to kpftx.org and open up the date the meeting meets. You will see a list of committee members. You may just click on it, and it's all there.
Thank you, Carolyn, and that's something very important, kpftx.org. You can end up serving on the board for a while without realizing where everything's at. It's the website down in Houston that hosts all of our meeting notices, archived streams, everything to do with actually holding our PNB meetings and our various committee meetings. So when you sign up for committees, that's where you'll go. That's where your email address will be automatically populated so that you get the notices, the week that the committee meeting is occurring. And then a notice is also sent around 3 in the morning. The day that the meeting will occur. So you'll get a notice in the middle of the night very early saying that your meeting's happening. So that's where you can go and find out who the other members are in your committee. So just write that down. If you don't already know it, that is where everything related to committees will be. Manisha.
This is for the future, I guess, because I haven't been here and I don't know much about this. From what I hear,
I think that this has got to do with the charge of the audit committee. If there is an audit committee, there has to be dealing with issues of audit. And if there are things that auditor tells us that it needs to do, then it needs to be referred to other committees that are dealing with it. Or they have some invitation by other parties that are involved to come to audit committee and do their work together and cooperate and they get the work done. This brings more cooperation and working of together for us how to learn to work together and be more focused rather than distracted. This is very distracting, and I really have problem that as soon as somebody comes up, a group of, you know, somebody who is very work-oriented, getting-done-oriented, start another group to do it. But it can easily create lots of complication at all levels that we can imagine. And I would really to see that if it's possible, if the charge of the committee, any committee, is limited from our experience, adjust that and work accordingly. So as you, as Summer have said, that you want to streamline. And I absolutely agree that we don't need to duplication. We need to create more confusion about what can be done and what cannot be done. Thanks.
Thank you. And I think that's all valid, too, in terms of people's exhaustion level serving on multiple committees. Janice, and then Serene, and then I'll come over here to Katia and Benito. Thank you.
Okay. I'm wondering if the organization is operating according to GAAP, generally accepted audited practices?
We have been, in terms of the audit committee making the recommendations. Yes, we do. I would say we are striving to adhere to all of that
okay.
at all times.
Then I'll go a little further in reference to roles that I've continued to serve in that area.
Okay.
It's my understanding that typically an audit committee is a subset of a finance committee. And it is to allow board members to have direct communication with an audit team. It is to remove the staff from that correspondence between the auditors and
right.
the board, and that the staff only participates at the point at which there is action or work to take place.
That's correct, yes.
And if that is the case, then the items that have been referred to as part of FRET, I believe in my early understanding of what happens in this organization, would really refer to the audit committee's work and not a task force, and that it is continually in place to address all items related to an audit, including the search process of a new audit team to maintain relationship with the existing auditors, and then to report back to the full board. I am not in a position to talk about history, but I do have extensive experience in serving as a treasurer on several national and regional boards. So I'm interested in that level of participation at the organization. However, I am also hoping that the process of streamlining and reporting according to generally accepted practices would be how this organization is operating.
Thank you, Janice. And I think your skills would be very valuable in the audit committee, which, yeah. Very. The bylaws do separate out the finance and audit committees in terms of that the members cannot serve on both of those committees.
So does state law.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's why we separate that out. So, but, yeah, that, I think your skills would be very valuable there. Serene?
Yeah, thanks. At the risk of repeating some of what Janice and Manijay said, I can't imagine what's in the auditor's report that isn't covered by one of our existing committees. So we're either duplicating work or asking people who may or may not have had an opportunity to develop expertise by working on a particular committee to deal with issues that that committee deals with. I'm also concerned about the apparent secrecy of this group, so I'm inclined to resist the suggestion. to continue it. But in particular, I just, you know, we're supposed to address issues exhaustively in that we do it in a thorough manner, but we're not just supposed to work to exhaustion for the sake of working to exhaustion. Let's try to be, you know, there's a difference between working hard and working smart. Mm-hmm. Let's try to work smart.
Thank you. Let me clarify one thing. The members of the FRAT committee were composed of members of either the audit or finance committees. You had to either be a member of one of those committees or a former member of one of those committees. So we had a couple people that were no longer current members who served, who couldn't vote but could participate in discussion. And I think the goal at that time, again, because there was a substantial number of findings that touched on different management issues, not all of them directly financial, some of them functional, some of them financial, I think was to bring together people from both committees to work with management on a regular basis to follow up on whether corrections were being made. Again, it doesn't necessarily mean that that committee has to continue in that structure, but it seemed to be how it functioned, and that's how it was composed in terms of membership. So at least they did have contact with all those things.